Jules with your Power Breakfast this morning. Jules, finding things in random places is kind of my favourite thing to do. Is be like, oh, that shouldn't be there. What's that doing there?
Mm-hmm.
Mysteries.
Yep.
I'm like a detective. Well, one lady has posted online, and it's gone a little bit viral, of her son's Dorito chips. You know, Dorito chippies?
I know them.
The corn chips?
Know them well.
Son was eating a big family bag of corn chips. He was putting his hands in, as you do. You get your chippies out. Happy days. He has pulled out what looks like a pill. Like, I'm talking like a drug pill. Like, you know, like a Panadol or a Nurofen, but a pill of some kind.
Yep.
The pill was coloured Dorito. So it looked like a Dorito, but it was the texture and size of like a Panadol.
I wonder if it was a Panadol, but the reason it was Dorito coloured was because of the colouring and the flavouring on all the chips.
And fortunately, the son was like, oh my gosh, I found a lolly in my chips. Oh, this is awesome. The mum's like, oh, whoa, what's that? She's emailed Doritos, the company who creates them, is like, hey, look, this has been found. She's going to take it to get testing.
How is it made its way into a Dorito packet?
I know. I hope it's nothing dangerous, because what if the kid did eat it? And it reminded me of something that happened in my world, Jules. When I first moved to Australia many years ago, I came over to go to school in WA, but I got a job in a place called Dubbo. I was studying in Perth, and I was fortunate enough to get a job in Dubbo in the Central West.
Mm-hmm.
So I flew out to the world's smallest airport.
Is there a Dubbo in Western Australia?
No, sorry. So no, I flew from Western Australia to Dubbo.
Right.
In New South Wales.
Gotcha.
So I'm landing in the airport, and I'm looking on social media on Marketplace and Gumtree to find me a car. 2 days later after landing, I've teed up to go and look at this car in a place called Parks.
Yep.
Parks is where the big,
The dishes are.
Go to Parks, nice little little town, you know, blinking you through kind of town, and I get to this guy's place. Yeah, mate, you're selling this car, real cheap as chips. I think it was a Holden, old Holden.
Yeah.
Happy days. He's like, mate, there's no brakes. I was like, okay, there's no brakes. Cheap car, I'm talking like $300. Still went, still had the roadworthy and whatnot.
How does it have a roadworthy with no brakes?
I don't know. When I did put the brake down, pedal down, it was like, but hey, I got home. As I got home, I'm like, oh, I got my new car. Happy days.
Excited.
Go to the back seat to have a little looky. What do I find? I find the most out of place item ever. I find about 5 or 6 nail clippings.
Oh, that's revolting.
Human nail clippings.
Oh, that's revolting.
No word of a lie. On the back seat. Ugh.
Had someone been living in the back of the car and then just thought that was an appropriate place to trim your nails?
It definitely felt like someone had lived in the car.
If you find a stray nail anywhere,
it's like hairs in the toilet.
I feel like it's way worse than hair.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Or fluid around the toilet?
I don't know.
Okay.
A fingernail or a toenail somewhere, a stray one, place that it shouldn't be.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was the worst thing I found. But what I did is I took it to one of those, like a, you know, we got one
the detailer
here,
or something.
The detailer.
Yes.
Got the vacuum. $3 in that big super vac thing.
Yeah.
Got the new car smell spray going, you know, sprayed it. Happy days, new car.
Still didn't have any brakes, but other than that, brand new car.